time for a school district update on Castle Country Focus with you this morning. I'm Dave Hokanson. I have in studio with me the great ladies from Bruin Point. I have Dina Wise, the principal, and I have Kaylin, am I saying that right?
Yep.
Kaylin Hepworth. She is the Rising Raptors After School Program Coordinator. Ladies, how are we today?
Doing just wonderful this morning.
Are you sure?
Doing great, Dave.
Okay, that's all that matters. Just be convicted. Be convicted of that. Make sure you're doing great. That's how you always want to start every day, isn't it?
Well, we get to be on the radio. How much greater can that be?
Actually, the correct answer is you get to hang out with me.
But being on the radio,
that's good, too. All right, so what's going on out in East Carbon?
A lot of things are going on, Dave. We have had, we just finished up Red Ribbon Week, so that is always a really great time for the kids. They get to dress up. We have all kinds of things throughout the week and celebrations. We had the local fire department come out and have lunch with the students and go around and read books to them. We've had the Care Coalition provide a family pizza night for the families to come and get pizza and provided conversation cards. Just a lot of community involvement. And then, of course, we have our Rising Raptor program that just really supplements what we do during the day. So we're going to let Mrs. Hepworth talk about some of the amazing things that they've got going on in Rising Raptors.
Well, just recently we were invited to all the schools in the county, the elementaries, were invited to go sing at the big parent night held at the district office. They invited us to sing the national anthem. It's the second time this year, and we were invited to sing at the USUE volleyball game when our kids played snow. And we sang the national anthem there. So our kids are quite liking that activity and involvement with the community. And we like to get them into higher education campuses just to let them feel the excitement there. So those are two big activities we've had recently.
And then, Kaylin, we had a Veterans Day program last Friday. And so we invited community veterans, and we had students share veterans in their family. And we also had the Rising Raptors lead the entire school in the national anthem. So that was really fun.
And our littles love that. They love being up, and they're learning it really well. This is good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, and it's not just that kind of stuff. You do all kinds of stuff at Rising Raptors, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have different clubs the kids can participate in. We have sewing clubs, cooking clubs, Legos. We have a fitness day. We set aside time each day to work on our leveled reading that district-wide that we're trying to give all the kids opportunity to have that silent reading time. We do that a couple times a week, and we work on math skills, try to bring in fun math games that can help them in their math skills. So we do academic stuff also.
Reading's a big deal this year, I hear.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we just actually had a yard sale. The music department of the high school had a yard sale, and we had one of the teachers coming through, going through, buying books, saying, "Now these are going in my library at the class because reading's a big deal this year."
Yeah.
And every time I've talked to Dr. Hatch, that's where he's like laser focused on reading, and that's important.
Yeah,
it really
absolutely.
Is.
Oh, and the kids love it, especially when we give them the opportunity after they've had their time to read. We ask for those who would like to share with the class some of the book they've been reading. They all love to take that spotlight for a minute and read a page or couple paragraphs just to be in the spotlight for a minute. They're really quite liking that.
And now one of the great things that, I mean, I know that some of the other elementary schools in the area have, but you guys are pretty unique out in East Carbon. You have a lot of community partners out there.
We do.
Do you not?
We do.
We talk about, you know, everything that that for your STEM program and things like that they take care of. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your community partnerships out there?
Well, I've as far as the after-school program goes, we've, like I say, been involved with the college a little bit. We meet with the athletes. We coordinate with them two or three times a year to, like I say, sing the national anthem. And in the past, we've had Christmas socials there. The athletes read with the students. They each get a book for Christmas, and that's always a fun time for them. But as far as this year, I've been a little slow getting our community individuals in, but we like to invite different members of the community to come in and just share what their career is, what education was involved in getting it, and how long it took them. Introduce the kids to different job opportunities so they can look forward and explore what's out there.
And that's really important, too, because at this point, you know, I've got a 17-year-old, and it seems like when you're 17 and in high school, they want you to know what you want to do for the rest of your life. And that's a tough decision.
Yeah,
that's a hard question. And so giving kids as many options as possible, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
You know, and just having people that they know from the community come share what they do for a career, for a job. It's kind of nice for them.
Absolutely. All right. Anything exciting going on? I mean, it's getting close to Thanksgiving,
so
kids have got to be bouncing off the walls.
No, they're not, actually.
Not yet.
They're pretty good. Halloween is the bouncing off the wall time. We have a little lull right now, but they are really excited. Our student leaders they attended the BYU Leadership Conference in October, and then they have a canned food drive going on right now, and they have come up with some pretty unique things that they'll do. So they're building a tower of cans, and when they get to 2 feet, the student leaders are going to dress up like a character from a story and go around and read to all the classes. Then when they get to 3 feet, they're going to have students pick a favorite book and read to them. And then when they hit 4 feet, they voted on the things they wanted to do. They're going to have the teachers run around the school twice. And Mr. Davis says he hopes he doesn't have a heart attack, and it might take all day to get around the school twice. But and then for the final, when they hit 6 feet, I am going to get up on the roof at recess, and I get to throw candy at them. I mean, I get to throw candy to them.
Not at them. So there's a big difference.
So, yeah, so we're giving back to our community through our food drive, and they're really excited about that.
You know, roofs and principals seem to go hand in hand.
I know.
I believe it was the principal over at Castle Heights has tied into his reading program something about him having to, I can't remember if it was sleep on the roof overnight.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Mrs. Basinger at Wellington did something on the roof last year with their SAGE testing, so I guess it's my turn to get up on the roof. I haven't been on the roof yet, but I'm on my way.
Well, there you go. And there's a big difference between throwing candy to them and at them.
I'll try to
remember those things, right? All right. Any exciting things going on else? Any other, you know, fun things? There's always fun things that go on at elementary school.
There's always fun things going on, but I think one of the more serious things is that we're really trying to model for our students that they're not the only learners in our building. So you talked about Dr. Hatch, our superintendent, and his reading initiative, you know, our school district's reading initiative, and he gave all of the teachers a book at the beginning of the school year called Conferring with Readers. And every Wednesday, my faculty and I meet for 2.5 hours, and we are doing a book study through that and just really getting into the research of reading, what is best practices. And then we share that with the students. You know, you're not the only learners in this building. We're all in this together.
Absolutely. So, and that goes a long way, too.
Yeah.
It really does. When they see that, you know, every now and then, you know, teachers get homework, too.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. All the time. We have homework all the time.
So every day of your life.
We're all partners in learning, and we're all trying to figure out what's the best way to do it. And it's been a really great experience for all of us.
Well, very good. So we got a lot of excitement going on out at Bruin Point, as always.
As always.
You know, we've got the Rising Raptors program, and I've heard many things about them, not just from you guys. You know, I believe it was Robert Cox was in here talking about when you guys were going to perform and all that stuff. So you guys are getting out there. So that's a great job for you guys. And plus, all the after-school programs that you guys have. You know, I wish I would have had a Lego class or a cooking class or something like that.
Yeah, my husband wished I would have had a cooking class too. But, you know, I didn't have a Mrs. Hepworth to help me along.
See?
Well, so, but we survive.
There you go.
We survive and we learn. You know what? They say learning is not a spectator sport.
That's right.
It's just good to jump in and be involved.
Absolutely. All right, ladies. Well, thank you for stopping by. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm sure we'll talk before Christmas.
I think we will.
Probably. All right. Yeah. So thanks for coming in. That was Dina Wise, the principal out at Bruin Point, and Kaylin Hepworth, the after-school program coordinator for the Rising Raptors program out at Bruin Point. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you, Dave.
Have a good day. I will. You too. All right. So for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.